George, you're looking after reclamation at the Genesee Mine. Perhaps what you could do, first of all, is explain where this area is.
The Genesee Mine is located about an hour southwest of Edmonton in Leduc County. And we own approximately 45 square miles of land out there that we utilize for our mining activities and cooling pond and other infrastructure relating to our power generating station at Genesee.
How much activity is going on in this area at Genesee?
The Genesee Power Station has three coal-fired power generating units, and we're proposing an additional two more units that are going to be gas-fired. Currently, the three units produce 1,250 megawatts of power that goes into the Alberta grid. So the land that we hold at Genesee is for mining purposes to supply coal to our coal-fired units.
And how much coal is there?
The coal fields literally go from north of Grand Prairie down into Montana. So there's very extensive coal fields throughout the eastern slopes of Alberta. But only a certain areas of the coal fields can be mined. Genesee happens to be one of those areas.
And how has the mining been done? How has it affected the land?
We operate as a open pit mine, mining in strips of land, and we've been operating since 1988. And since about 1990, we've been conducting progressive mine reclamation. Over that time, we've produced approximately 2,100 acres of reclaimed mine land. And most of that has been predominantly agricultural land. Our mine license in the past has required us to produce good agricultural land. We're quite successful in our reclamation practices relating to farmland. We have a very good track record. We've won a couple of environmental awards for our reclamation practices in the past.
So at this point, up to this point, you've been reclaiming the land that has been mined to be farmland. But you're trying to do something different now. What is that?
Well, we've been attempting to recreate a landscape that's a bit different from agriculture. We know that agricultural standards, while they're important for the area, and that's primarily the agricultural use that was there before we started mining, we realized that the area prior to mining had patches of trees, natural forest, little ponds, wetlands that were left behind by the farmers. We know, or we've listened to our shareholders, we've listened to the general public, and we know that there's changes going to be required with the way we're doing mining and reclamation. So we've taken the step probably 5 years ago to start diversifying our reclamation program. Not that we were required by our regulator to do so at that time, but we knew changes were coming, so we felt that we would try and get ahead of the curve and figure out how to do some reforestation work and recreate some wetlands.
This new approach to try and reestablish the habitat that was there before settlement, how are you doing this? Are you just going out and planting trees, or do you have a program in place that's helped guiding you in this?
Well, I'm not a forester or have a broad knowledge of forestry practices, so this is all a bit new to me and Capital Power. So we've enlisted some help from the University of Alberta and other researchers in reestablishing tree plantations. We hire the services of a professional forester, and we've actually been literally going out and yes, planting trees. We've been carrying out a number of different protocols. We've worked with Dr. Simon Landhauser at the University of Alberta and trying to select aspen seedlings, and there's been quite a few researchers or grad students coming through his program that have spent time out at Genesee looking at different aspects of reforestation. We've tried techniques such as live root transfer, where you take the forest floor from an area in front of the mine, carry it through the mine and place it down on land that's been landscaped. And the idea was that the root shoots from the native species, particularly the aspen, would grow and become a sustainable forest.
What's it like having researchers come around and wander through the area?
it's very nice to see that, number one, that we're able to attract these young people to our site, and number two, it's just nice to see the energy that they put into their research and how focused they are on improving things and looking for solutions for the future.
With all this research going on, have there been some interesting discoveries? Are there things that have come out of this work that are a real surprise to you?
Well, Dr. Landhauser's work with the aspen seedlings has been very interesting. He's been able to select varieties and aspects of the aspen plant that has resulted in what they're calling perhaps a super aspen seedling that'll get a good head start when planted.
So you've talked about putting in forest plantation in order to grow back the aspen, but are you doing more in terms of shaping the habitat?
Yes, we're also planting a hybrid poplar in order to create forested areas. Hybrid poplar isn't necessarily one of the native species that were found there, but we're almost treating it like a nurse crop. Once we get the trees established, they're fast growing, they're vigorous, and it'll help clear out the weed problems that we have on agricultural land. We can go in and plant native species such as black poplar, white spruce, things that are normally found in the area into this existing plantation. That's my hope anyway.
And what about the ponds and the animals?
Well, we're making homes for them too. I mean, we've planted tens of thousands of trees over the last 5-6 years, and we're seeing increased numbers of deer and moose, coyotes in the mine area. We're also creating habitat for waterfowl. We've started to recreate some of the original landforms such as wetlands and ponds in our mining area, and it's astounding to see the waterfowl landing in these wetlands in the fall. They've really taken to them.
Well, when we went on the tour in October and the geese were migrating, there were thousands.
Oh, I know. It was really nice to see. And we found that when we create a wetland, normally when we start, it's somewhat of a sterile water body because there's no vegetation around it. And we're finding after a few short years, the waterfowl, they're bringing in plant species from other wetland areas. And it's almost like it's self-propagating. It's very exciting to see.
When you started off doing this, you really had no expertise in these areas. Now that you've worked a few years through this and you've got this big plan, what does that say to you? How do you feel about all of this?
I'm really quite pleased with the way it's gone, and Capital Power is very positive about coming up with some new ways of doing things. Our mining partners, Westmoreland Coal, we have an excellent working relationship with them, and they help us with landscaping and other aspects of our reclamation work. It's been very good.
What is the benefit to the company to do this extra step in terms of reclamation?
We want to demonstrate to our shareholders and our neighbors, the public, that we're good stewards of the land. We're doing what we're supposed to be, but we're going the extra mile to prove that we can rebuild lands back to a similar state before we started mining.
What is this saying to the industry?
I would like to think that we're setting a good example for our mining associates out there. I know they have some very interesting work going on as well. So, I mean, the information that we gather, we share with our mining associates, and we work back and forth to try and do the best reclamation possible.
So, George, what would you see as being some of the challenges in this type of reclamation?
The primary one that we found when we're trying to grow trees or raise trees in former agricultural areas is the amount of weed seeds that remain in the soil after we replace the topsoil. They're quite vigorous, far faster growing than trees. We've had to do a lot of maintenance to make sure that the trees have a good chance of survival. Another one that surprised us was the amount of mice damage we get in some winters. Last winter, we had a lot of damage to our seedling trees because of the amount of snow cover and the population growth of mice and voles.
Just looking at the replacement of the soil itself, do you have any concerns over soil compaction or rebuilding the soil to the way it was?
As part of the reclamation process, we place subsoil over top of the parent mineral soils in the mine. And that practice, we use heavy mine trucks, we use heavy cats and other equipment. So there's a fair amount of compaction once that material has been placed. So we do a deep tillage process using a McNab ripper, and it loosens the soil down to a meter. We let that soil sit for a winter season, and then we will place our topsoil, about 20 centimeters of topsoil, on the subsoil. And that forms our base. And then after that, we can proceed to agricultural land, or we can work towards reforestation on those lands after that.
I can see a lot of similarities or parallels between what you're trying to accomplish in terms of rebuilding the site, so it goes more to a natural type of habitat, and what the oil sands people are dealing with, and also the forestry people in terms of land reclamation.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, we all are facing very similar problems and issues, and that's why we like to get involved in the work with the university. We were members of the NSERC chair for their period of time on forest land reclamation, and it's hugely important to be able to share the research and data that we're coming up with.
With the reclamation, are you also trying to reduce your carbon emissions or capture some carbon because of the tree building?
We have the potential to have carbon offsets with our tree plantations. As the protocols are developed, we're hoping that carbon capture protocols are developed. We hope there's an opportunity for us to offset some of our stack emissions with our tree planting over the longer term.
So what stage are you at now in this process of reclamation?
Well, even though we've been doing this for about 5 years, we're very much at the beginning stages in relation to the life of our mine. We're developing some protocols that will help myself and my successors in this position establish reforestation practices. So we've committed in our current mine license that in the end of mining, about 2055, we're looking at about 1,000 reforested acres in our mine plan. It's a huge commitment to make. I'm very excited about the future. We're right on the very beginning of something that's going to be huge in the Genesee area.
Thank you very much, George.
You're welcome. Thanks.